All aboard for Dometic. Everything you need for adventures, big or small. Mobile living made easy. Dometic.
Time for All Aboard for Dometic, everything you need for adventures, big or small. Our special guest this morning is David Meehan from Mercury Marine. It's been a huge week in the outboard space globally. Redmond and Mercury have been at the forefront of it. All the news has been around Mercury's new 600 horsepower V12 Verado, and Dave is here to talk us through it this morning and let Australians know when we can expect to see this engine. Hopefully at some stage throughout the year. Redmond,
haven't you got one yet?
Not quite.
I've got
yet.
Two.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for joining us.
G'day, Pat. How are you?
We're bloody excited because this is clearly a first for Mercury, a company that's been in existence for a really long period of time now. Where do you see the 600 horsepower engine fitting within the Australian market first and foremost? Because it is a colossus of an engine.
Yeah, look, it's pretty exciting. We were excited bringing out a V8 2 years ago, but having a V12, boats aren't getting any smaller. They're getting bigger and bigger, and, you know, we're seeing that trend in the US. They've got 30, 40, 50-foot boats running triples, quads, and sometimes even five engines. We don't have that luxury here, but that's sort of really where that development started, and... no one wants to go smaller in a boat. They just want to go bigger. So naturally aspirated V12, 600 horsepower, it's sort of perfect for the market right now over there.
Speaking of development, how long has it been in development for? How long has it taken to get it to where it is now?
It's probably about 3 or 4 years. Usually any new platform that Mercury designs, it starts about 3 or 4 years ago. So yeah, it's a really long process, and you know, there's a lot of testing and development, and by the time they make it to market, they've, you know, usually done thousands of hours of testing. So it's a long process.
Dave, did you foresee what would happen to Seven Marine after Volvo Penta acquired it? For those unaware, currently the world's highest production horsepower outboard is Seven Marine's 627 supercharged V8. Now, that is not aligned with their environmental ethos, and it's going to be shelved. So Mercury will become the highest horsepower provider engine manufacturer in the world. Did you foresee that coming, or it's just been luck of the draw that they're all of a sudden out of the market and really at the higher end horsepower, there is no competition?
Yeah, I guess they were always a niche player. They were never really... dominating volume engine sales, which, you know, Mercury was doing. So it's not a surprise that they haven't stayed in the marketplace. But I think Mercury is really well positioned with a lot of existing relationships with those big OEMs to really sell some big volume. Their setup for volume is probably the key.
Dave, can you take us through a couple of key elements to the engine? Now, one of the things that I do like, I've got no experience with it because it hasn't been done before, Pat, but being able to steer up to 45 degrees where normal engines are roughly around that 30 degrees, how's this going to benefit anglers like myself on the water?
Well, I think the main thing that, so the steerable gear case, it's really bizarre. Like, everyone's used to their boat, the engine moving from left to right. This engine doesn't move at all. So it's static. And what that's going to do is enable boat builders to build the transoms right hard next to the engine because it doesn't move. So it's going to be interesting to see how boat designers design the transoms of boats and how they build live wells and all different types of things that they've never been able to do because they need to allow room for an engine to move. Probably for you, you know, as far as a single installation goes, you're going to see some pretty awesome authority over the engine. If you want to turn quickly or, you know, back down on a tuner or something like that, it's going to be good for that. But what we are going to see is twin engine installations with joystick functionality. The fact that you can turn it at 45, you've got real authority with a joystick too for twins. So it's pretty cool.
So not only are you offering, obviously, the joystick functionality, but there's also the next-gen digital throttle and controls. Can you talk through that? Because that's a pretty significant change as well, especially for those that are used to you know, the run of 5 to 10 year old outboard, this is really changing the marketplace.
Yeah, like our existing DTS controls are pretty awesome, but these just take it to the next level, and it's about the simplification behind the dash. It's a lot; everything's color coded and simple, less wires. And with the V12, it's one cable going into the engine, so it's really neat and tidy down the back. And the other thing that that V12's got is integrated electric steering as well. So it's a really clean back of the transom. Next level, I guess. In the new controls, you've got little screens and things like that that can give you information that you can't get out of a normal control. And the active trim is in the handle. Yeah, so there's lots of technology going in there as well to complement that V12, and that's going to come down the line into our V6 and V8 products as well.
Dave, do you think that people these days go big engines on small boats? For instance, you might have a North Bank, people will put a big 250 on the back of a 6 metre, or even an Edencraft and the likes, putting 300, sometimes 400s. Now, I know Al McGlashan, for instance, he's got a 650 hardtop. I run a 175 Merc on my North Bank. Al's got a single engine on his Merc, single engine on the back of his North Bank. And then obviously you've got a 600 horsepower engine coming out now, and Pat's got a 750 hardtop on the way. Now, Pat's gone the, I think, twin 200s, am I correct, Pat? Twin 200s, he's gone. Do you think people will look at, rather than having two 300s on the back, say, for instance, of a 750 North Bank, which people will do, do you think people will choose to having that single 600 horsepower rather than the twin engines because it brings the cost of servicing what down? Even though the performance with dual engines can change a boat, but do you think people will look at that 600 horsepower?
I reckon it's going to be mixed. I reckon you're never going to convince the guy for the reliability of two engines. But there's going to be, I guess one thing the big single engine is going to do is simplicity. And you would never have thought years ago people would enter the market and buy a 750 hardtop, but they are. And, you know, for somebody who steps into one of those boats and wants to go fishing, a big single is simple. It's easy to operate, known. So I reckon you will see that. And as we've seen, you know, look at Bomber up at Groote Island. We're travelling days offshore, and he's running a single engine with no dramas at all. So I think the reliability is so good now that you can get away with a big single.
Now, last question before I reckon we let you go, unless Pat's going to sneak one more in, because this is pretty exciting. Now, you're running two props on the engine, classified, they call it duo props. Now, one's a four blade, one's a three blade. Explain to people out there that are listening, why would you have two props on one engine? How does that work? What benefit are you going to get from that?
Yeah, so they're counter-rotating, so that'll give you better tracking in a straight line, I guess. So when you do run twin engines, one propeller rotates to the right and one rotates to the left. So on a big single like this, it's going to make the boat track really straight and not lean. It's going to help with that. But the other really cool feature in conjunction with that is, which we've never seen on an outboard before, is a two-speed transmission. So imagine having an automatic transmission like in your car, in your boat. So you put the throttle down and it looks at load and RPM, and it'll change gear into a second gear when the timing's right, and that's going to be amazing for performance and fuel efficiency as well.
Can you buy that in manual?
I reckon if we could, people would buy it.
Dave, before we let you go, when can we expect to see these new engines on Australian shores and on Australian boats?
And give us a sneaky price. We all want to know that.
So we'll probably see our first engine arrive in July this year. We're putting together, actually putting it on the back of a rib, a 10.6 metre rib. And we're going to be doing some demos with our local boat builders. Realistically, we'll start seeing in probably Q3, Q4. And, you know, some of the customers we're talking to, there's some of the Kiwi manufacturers, they're looking at putting on some of those big boats. So, yeah, I reckon we'll start to see them Q3, Q4 this year. And to answer your question, the $50 million question everyone's asking, price.
I'm talking about $50 million.
No. We're talking about, look, and again, it's very custom, but talking about 130K retail for a single engine 600 with rigging, electronic controls, electric steering, the whole works.
Pat, can I get a loan?
No, you can't. Oh, yeah. David, thank you very much for joining us on Real Adventures this morning and talking through all things Mercury and their new 600 horsepower V12 Verado. It's been an absolute pleasure as always.
Good on you, fellas.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks a lot. See ya.
David Mann from Mercury Marine. That was All Aboard for Dometic Mobile Living Made Easy.